The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Oh, on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, Talen Horton Tucker showing you why no deadline deals were made because everyone wanted him and so did the Lakers. Give me a call at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline. All eyes on the Falcons with the number 4 pick. I'm going to get to that in a few. By the way, the sheriff in the Tiger Woods car crash case said excessive speed caused the crash. And making the announcement Wednesday, the Los Angeles Sheriff's County Sheriff's Office said that Woods will not face any charges, and there were no signs that Woods was impaired at the time of the February accident. Woods' SUV was traveling between 84 and 87 miles an hour and was going 75 miles an hour when his car hit the tree, Sheriff Alex Villanueva said. Woods is recovering from severe leg injuries at his Florida home. You know, we've all been there in the car, and like, you know, who doesn't speed sometimes? What was reported at the time was that was an especially treacherous stretch of road. And I don't know, I have not driven it, but I do know of you know, I have been on roads, as we all have, where you're going, you know, whatever, it's 75 miles an hour, and suddenly there's a turn where you really should be doing like half that speed, but it comes up on you suddenly, and I wonder if that's not the case there, because it's consistently reported like that is a dangerous spot in the road. But, you know, that's just pure speculation on my part based on what people have said about where Woods has crashed. Beat said they can't put out a statement, but said on background that they've ended their relationship with Deshaun Watson. Instead, it can be Raj, what you've put in the prompter here sounds like I shouldn't be saying this on the radio. That sounds like background information. At any rate.
Nope, that's what's on the blip that I got, the news
well,
feed.
Well, that defeats the purpose. If Beats says, if it's being reported that Beats says that they can't put out a statement on Deshaun Watson, but we could say sources said, it sounds to me like maybe we, okay. At any rate, look, I'm going to get into the Deshaun Watson situation. This is looking worse by the day. First, it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. The Lakers' hot shooting carried them to their first win versus the Raptors since 2014. Can that be right? As things get chippy. The Lakers edged out the 110-101 win over the Raptors with 7 different players scoring at least 10 points. This is what the Lakers were hoping when LeBron went down after AD went down. They need the role players to step up. You need to start to see, you know, what these other guys can do. There you see Schroeder getting into it. If you're watching ESPN Plus, little WWE action in that game. Anyway, the Lakers are now 4-5 in the games since LeBron James joined Anthony Davis off the court, since neither one has played. Schroeder, I just mentioned, was getting into it. It was with Ananobi. He said he thought Ananobi's reaction was unnecessary and that Ananobi didn't have to go WWE on him. You know, Talen Horton-Tucker, I mentioned it earlier, was able to beat his defenders off the dribble with relative ease on Tuesday. And as a result, he ends with a team-high 17 points on 6 of 10 shooting from the field and 3 of 4 from behind the arc. That's where Talen Horton-Tucker really, he didn't get to take a lot of shots with LeBron and AD in the lineup, but that's where it was like, saw better in the preseason. His shooting from behind the arc was not good, but in small sample sizes, you can get wild deviations from the mean that don't really reflect what will happen going forward, are not really predictive. Talen Horton-Tucker's now scored at least 15 points in his last 3 games, and everyone recognized it in the preseason, right? Talen Horton-Tucker can ball, and he's very young. Not built like he's built weird. He's like weirdly shaped for his position, not a power forward. Not a guy who's normally going to go create his own shot and for others the way you think of a star player doing it, but can do a lot of stuff. And that's the reason, really, I believe it, that the Lakers didn't make a deadline deal, because Masai Ujiri and all the sharp GMs and head of basketball operations around the league, like let's take Masai Ujiri, because he's one of the very best, in Toronto. And the Lakers are looking at Kyle Lowry, right? Well, to make the salaries match up, you need to take KCP, and you need to take this one and that one. You got to, you know, make it add up. But the Raptors didn't really want any of those guys. It's not that they couldn't have used them. It's that Talen Horton Tucker was the piece they wanted. But from the Lakers' point of view, wait a minute. Maybe if we had to give up THT for Kyle Lowry right now because it's a high-leverage moment championship on the line, but you want us to give up half our team and Talen Horton Tucker? Nah. I think the Lakers were right not to give him up. He's going to be good. And by the way, everyone knows it. You could see it last night. 4-5 without LeBron James and Anthony Davis is good for the Lakers. All they need to do is keep their heads above water. Just tread water. That's all they got to do. Tread water. 4-5, you're right there. I mentioned yesterday the rest of the Western Conference has been coming on. 50-something wins in their last 70 games. They're winning like 80% of their games, basically. High 70% of their games. That's okay. Lakers win 50% of their games, give or take. Just tread water. They'll be one of the top 10 seeds. And that's all you need to be. Have a little play-in tournament. That's fine. None of the Kings or the Spurs or no team like that's going to beat the Lakers in a play-in. Not if LeBron and AD aren't playing, Lakers ain't doing anything this year anyway. If either LeBron or AD ain't playing, they're not doing much, right? I mean, like, if LeBron plays and AD plays, they'll make a little run. But they ain't going to win no championship. They ain't getting out of the West if without AD. The Jazz, the Suns, who play tonight on ESPN, by the way, tremendous game. The Clippers, the Nuggets. Stop me when I say a team who can't win a championship. Jazz can win the whole thing this year. So can the Suns, so can the Clippers, so can the Nuggets. Not if the Nets are all healthy. If the Nets are all healthy, none of those teams can win. Lakers can't either if the Nets are healthy. But they haven't been healthy. And at least in terms of getting out of the West, any of those top five seeds, including the Lakers, obviously, can get out of the West. It is brutal in the Western Conference, as always. I like how every year we're like, hey, the East is coming up in the world, and they are. Best team in the world, if everyone's healthy, is the Nets. Lakers fans, I'm a Lakers fan, I hate to tell you. I mean, insofar as I'm going to root for a team in New York, it ain't going to be the Knicks, so long as Dolan owns it. It'll be the Nets. I root for the Nets when they're not playing the Lakers. But I just don't see, I just got to be honest, I don't think the Lakers have enough firepower to hold off all three of those guys. But, you know, and then you look at the Sixers and the Bucks, and they're really good. And the Heat are good. That's really four teams that are different from the rest of the teams in the conference, with maybe the best team in basketball. But when you look at the West, Dallas and you know, Portland are really good. And then there are legit five teams who can get to the finals. And if the Nets aren't healthy, win it. Have you seen what is going on in Denver? That little two-man game? I talked about it the other day. Now people are catching on to it, right? That Jokic is playing with Aaron Gordon? With Aaron Gordon. They got a whole lot in Denver, in Utah, in Phoenix. The Clippers. Obviously, the Lakers, if healthy. Who you got in the West? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And that was Straight Talk. Wireless. No contract. No compromise. Meantime, as I told you, all eyes are on the Falcons right now. Now, why are all eyes on the Falcons, on Atlanta? Talking NFL now. Well, according to Adam Schefter, the Atlanta Falcons have now received trade calls from multiple teams and are, quote, open to moving out of the fourth spot, per source. I'm going to talk to Mel Kiper Jr. later in the show about this. You know, what's interesting to me, they want to move, they're willing to move out of the fourth spot. So what does that really mean? Well, if one, obviously, is Trevor Lawrence, and two, at this point, is obviously Zach Wilson, and three, it's becoming more obvious, is Mac Jones, because that's who Shanahan prefers in San Francisco. Four is who? Either Trey Lance or Justin Fields. Now, the Bengals don't need a quarterback. They have Joe Burrow. The Panthers just made a trade to bring in Sam Darnold. So the Falcons are looking and saying, we think, maybe they're looking and saying, we like either Justin Fields or Trey Lance and can get them with, you know, and can trade back and still scoop one of those guys up. Or they're saying, we don't like either one of those guys enough to be a succession plan for Matt Ryan, which I think would be a mistake. And the reason, now, if they don't like him, they don't like him. If they evaluate them and say, no, we don't believe in these guys long term, fine. They both have huge upside to me, Trey Lance and Justin Fields. But especially let's take a guy like Justin Fields is falling in the draft. Someone's going to get a steal. But Trey Lance is a guy who's considered maybe of all the players in the draft period, the guy with the highest upside, right? Maybe doesn't have the as high a floor as Justin Fields, but a higher ceiling than maybe than anyone. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, anyone, right? Kyle Pitts, whoever you want to talk about. Maybe it's Trey Lance. But if he's a little bit more of a project, why not develop him behind a guy like Matt Ryan? It seems to me that if you don't believe in them, fine. But if you do, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to trade out of that four spot if you're the Falcons. Because doing that is suggesting we believe Matt Ryan has a bunch more football left in him. Well, that also means then that you shouldn't be drafting this high again anytime soon if he has a lot more football left in him, right? At a very high level. Well, then this is your best chance to get a quarterback to take you forward from Matt Ryan. So that tells me they don't believe in Justin Fields or Trey Lance in Atlanta. Willing to trade. Who should be trading for that number four pick? Seems pretty obvious at this point, pretty certain, based on what's been reported and discussed, that Justin Fields or Trey Lance are going to be there at four. After the Niners traded up the number three overall pick in the 2021 draft, we keep hearing about Mac Jones. Now, there is some speculation. Maybe the Niners could take Justin Fields or Trey Lance. That'd be a shock at this point. Let's be honest. It'd be a shock. Mitch in California. You're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Max. Thanks for having me on, man. Hey, I just want to say that I think the Jazz are a real contender. As we all know, they can just shoot the heck out of the ball, right? They're shooting, I think, about 50% of their shots is threes. 40% of those are going in. They can shoot that ball at a high rate. And I think, you know, people make the case that, you know, these other teams, Clippers, Lakers, have the best two, you know, the top two players. You know, obviously, you know, Utah's at a disadvantage there, but they're just really deep. If you go from, you know, the third player down the roster,
yeah, they have all the rest of the best players are on Utah. But I'll tell you what, Utah is excellent, and Conley has made the adjustment. Last year, it was like, what happened to Mike Conley? Yeah, there he is. Donovan Mitchell has already proven it in the playoffs. He's a legit great player, like an all-time great player in the playoffs. And they got a whole lot in Utah. And remember, Bogdanovich wasn't available against Denver, and they took a Denver team that beat the Clippers. They took them seven games without Bogdanovich. But they got, like, I don't know that Utah, forget about the Lakers for a second. I think if the Lakers have LeBron and AD, they're going to get out of the West, although I agree, Utah's a problem. But you sure Utah's better than Phoenix? They play tonight on ESPN. It's a tremendous matchup. I'm not sure they're better than Phoenix. They're deeper than Phoenix, but Phoenix has a slight edge in the backcourt. Like, I love Mike Conley. Chris Paul is sort of a souped-up Mike Conley. Conley, I think, has an argument that he's been a legitimately great player. You know, never making an all-star team, but, like, nevertheless a great player. Chris Paul is Mike Conley plus. And so if you think Devin Booker and Spider Mitchell is a wash, Chris Paul has the edge over Devin Booker. Now, over Mike Conley. Now, I realize there's a whole lot more. Like, who's Rudy Gobert on Phoenix? Well, DeAndre Ayton isn't there yet defensively, but he's a better offensive option. And Chris Paul, I think, has really aided his development just as we suspected he would. And while Utah has a whole lot of guys, you're right, they're deep. Phoenix has not quite as many, but similar kind of perfect role players. Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson. You know, you hear a lot about, like, Ben McLemore. The Lakers picked him up yesterday, a buyout deal. Ben McLemore's sort of a 3-and-D guy, right? Because he can defend, and he can shoot the three. But, you know, maybe a little, like, not all 3-and-D guys are created equal is what I'm trying to say. Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson can, not just that they can defend, they're really good defenders. And they can really shoot from the outside. So when you have two guys like that who can who add to your deep threat but don't need the ball and can really defend, switch on guys, to shut guys down, the whole thing, and you have a backcourt like the one I just said and DeAndre Ayton, and then you add guys like Saric, Chris Paul and Saric play really well together. You add guys like Jay Crowder, a Swiss Army knife, can do everything kind of player. What I think it's going to come down to, and the reason I might even, I can't believe it, like Phoenix more than Utah, forget about like the Lakers, that's the big fish in the Western Conference, if healthy. When it comes down to it, give me the slightly better backcourt, even if the other team is otherwise a little better. I like the advantage in the backcourt in the modern game more. And I look at Phoenix and go, boy, they have two pretty much unstoppable combo guards in the backcourt. Chris Paul's a combo guard who's just, you know, really short. So he's a point guard. And he also makes great, he's also a perfect point guard. But Chris Paul and Devin Booker for me over Conley and Mitchell. And therefore for me, maybe in like a seven-game style kind of series, Suns over Jazz. To say nothing of the Clippers. See Boogie Cousins? I mean, he can pass for sure. Always been able to do that. Always been able to score and rebound and pass. Even if it's only going to be for 10, 12, 15 minutes a game. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So ESPN releases this 25 players under 25 who were the best. And they meant most value going forward. Stephen A. flipped out about this on the air yesterday. He came out and apologized to people who took it the wrong way today on the air. It's unbelievable. They should be tested. You know, Stephen A. goes into his thing. They should be tested. He's not being serious. But people on social media apparently thought he was being serious. And he took exception to LaMelo Ball being in the top three. I did not. I wouldn't have put LaMelo in the top three because I think even though he is five full years younger than Devin Booker and Donovan Mitchell, I need to see, like, and I know he's not exactly the same kind of player. He's a, like, you know, passing floor vision genius kind of player in addition to being able to score and shoot from the outside. I need to see a drop 70 points in an NBA game like Devin Booker. Like, Booker's not just an empty stats guy, empty calorie stats guy anymore, because there were questions about that early on. I had questions. I saw him do that for a team that went 8-0 in the bubble and a team that's balling out this year. Now, I can't put LaMelo ahead of Devin Booker and Donovan Mitchell yet. But he is five full years younger than those guys. He's younger than Luka. He's younger than Zion. And LaMelo's really the only guy, other than Luka, who has the genius court vision passing stuff and the shot from the outside. And he's the youngest guy in the entire list. So I get his inclusion in like his you know, I get his number three ranking overall, 25 under 25. I just think I'm not alone. I think Marcus, Kendrick Perkins and Stephen A. and a lot of people said this too. But I saw Devin Booker drop 70 in an NBA game. You know, he's a special kind of offensive talent. And by the way, can play defense too, Devin Booker. He looks to me to be a legitimately great player already. And LaMelo, you know, we're hoping he comes back from injury and becomes a great player. Paolo in Los Angeles, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Max, how you doing?
Go ahead, Paolo.
They're good. I just want to say number four is Devonta Smith to the Raiders.
You want the Raiders to trade for the four pick? And who do you want them to draft?
I think it's Smith.
So you're in on Carr?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we'll give him one more season.
I don't, you know, like, there are a bunch of wideouts, like elite. I'm not sure that Waddle doesn't wind up being the best out of this group because he has something. He has the kind of speed you cannot teach, boy. And I look at the wideouts today, and Jamar Chase is the top guy. And, you know, you look at the Chiefs and what it means to have a guy like that, right? I don't know. I don't think you can go wrong. I would almost not want to be the team making the first pick at wideout. I'd like to be the team making the third. Like, I'd like to be a team who needs a wideout, but the other two guys have been taken already. So, like, Waddle falls to me, and I get to get Waddle. We've got a lot of calls. People want to talk about the Clippers. All right, we can talk about Clippers. Lakers fans, you realize there's a very good chance the Clippers may hang their first ever second-round championship banner this year. They may make it to the conference finals. It would be the first time in their history. The Lakers have 17 championship banners hanging from the rafters at Staples. The Clippers may hang their first second-round banner this year. How are you feeling about that, Lakers fans? Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's home insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Should the Lakers be worried about the Clippers' new weapon? I'll ask CP the franchise next. Good news for baseball fans. You will be allowed to attend games this season where you sit in pods with your group. And businesses everywhere are making the gradual shift toward normalcy, which means more hiring, which is where ZipRecruiter comes in. ZipRecruiter's matching technology finds people with the right experience for your job and invites them to apply. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/max. That's ZipRecruiter.com/max.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Did the Clippers just find an answer for AD? What do you think about that, Lakers fans? The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Got thoughts on ESPN's under 25 list? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. See, this is what it perplexes me. People move to New York sometimes, and they just can't bring themselves to root for the Yankees, but they're going to live in New York, and so they root for the Mets. And I think to myself, what are you, insane? You move to New York and make yourself a Mets fan? A lot of people do that in L.A. I can't bring myself to root for the Lakers. I've always rooted against them. They become Clippers fans. They're insane. I moved to L.A. First thing I did was kick the Knicks to the curb with their sorry owner, James Dolan. And I didn't become a Clippers fan. What am I, a glutton for punishment? They've never been out of the second round. I got to become the greatest thing there is for a basketball fan. A Lakers fan. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. They were in the middle they were going for a three-peat. They only won back-to-back and made it to 3 in a row. Meantime, CP the franchise is going to come on this show in a matter of moments. Big Knicks fan. And oh, there he is, CP. There you are. How are you? Don't give me that Knicks stuff. We're talking LA right now, CP. See, you should come.
Happy to be here.
God, well, it's always good to have you. Now, listen, let me tell you how good life is when you give up the Knicks and become a Lakers fan. Come on, CP. You know inside you always wanted to be a Lakers fan. I remember when the Knicks drafted Patrick Ewing, I was thinking maybe one day they could have as many championships as the Lakers. They haven't won any since then. The Lakers have won like 10.
Oh, man.
They got 17 now. Come into the light, CP. Look at how miserable you look in that basement wherever you are over there with the Knicks gear and everything. What's the matter with you? Okay, listen. You follow the NBA, not just the Knicks. So, thank you for joining me on the Goodyear Hotline. It's always great to have you on the show. Did you see DeMarcus Cousins? Is he the Clippers' answer for AD or an answer for AD?
Well, now with the Lakers, you got to contend with Andre Drummond, who's slated to be coming back this Thursday. So, no, I don't think Boogie Cousins is the answer.
What do you think I meant by AD?
Anthony Davis.
Yes, Andre Drummond. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, you got Anthony Davis coming back soon, hopefully. Mm-hmm. You got Andre Drummond coming back on Thursday. But overall, I think the Lakers still can get the best of the Clippers if they meet up in the playoffs.
Yeah, they have two. What's amazing to me about this Lakers team is that you know, last year, Jokic and Murray, you can't play better than that. How do you play better than Jokic and Murray? You know, you look at both the Utah series and then the Clippers series. They were no match for AD and LeBron. It's like, it's unbelievable. It's a whole other level. There's a difference almost between like MVP caliber play and all-time MVP caliber play. Is there anyone in the West, in the Western Conference, CP, that you see if LeBron and AD are healthy can take down the Lakers?
You know what? It's hard to count out LeBron. It's always hard to count out LeBron. But how could we discredit the Utah Jazz and the season that they're having? An outstanding season. Top of the whole league in terms of offense, defense, rebounding, three-point shooting. You got to respect the Spider and the Utah Jazz. You got Joe Ingles and Jordan Clarkson beasting off the bench. You got so much firepower in that starting unit. The Stifle Tower, Rudy Gobert. I mean, Utah, they're playing championship-level offense, championship-level defense. The Lakers have to get back healthy for this stretch run, or else I got to lean towards Utah right now, naturally.
Although I don't know if they get by Phoenix. Like, first of all, tonight's game is great. Phoenix has a tremendous team and is right there with anyone. CP, when you watch these Western Conference teams like the Lakers, the Suns, the Jazz, the Clippers, it goes on. As a Knicks fan, does it even look like the same sport to you? Or are you like, what sport are they playing? What are those, superheroes? What's going on over there? The Western.
Listen, It's a lot to contend with the West, you know. But listen, our Knicks, Kellerman, yes, you're a my Knicks. We are a work in progress. Right now, we're trying to get things right with R.J. Barrett and Julius Randle, two pieces to the pod. But this is a star-driven league. We know that. So in the West, there's a lot of guys that you have to contend with, even Dallas. You know, Dallas came to MSG, beat the Knicks. They're about 27-21 in the campaign, sitting in seventh in the West. But their team that could be easily, you know, fourth in the East. So the West is deep. We know.
Oh, listen, if Porzingis ever gets healthy, and that's a story with him every year. Every year he has to work to get back to where he was. But if he can ever get there and stay there for a minute, Dallas is going to be they should have beaten the Clippers in last year's playoffs had Porzingis not gotten hurt. I thought they were the better team. So the 76ers now with Embiid back are coming for that one spot. But KD is coming back for Brooklyn, talking to CP, the franchise, CEO of Knicks Fan TV, but a basketball analyst, not just Knicks analyst. CP, I think Embiid was the MVP at the time of the injury, but he's missed too much time to win the MVP at this point. KD coming back is a huge thing for the Nets, but they lose Harden, who I think is their most important player because he conducts the whole orchestra, you know? With the Sixers getting healthy at the same time that Harden is now out, what do you think's about to happen in the East?
Well, you look at the strength of schedule. There's about 21 games left. The Sixers are sitting in 20th in terms of strength of schedule. Nets are about 10, so they have a bit harder of a schedule. Sixers with Embiid coming back. He played like an MVP last night in Boston, dropping 35 points. I like the Sixers where they are defensively, the way their starting five defends. I like their bench depth with Fork-Moss and Maurice Thybulle playing defense as well. Now, with the Nets, you know, listen, the Harden injury hurts, but the Nets are going to coast on offense, Max. We always forget that Kyrie Irving is averaging 28 points and 6 assists, 50-40-90 slash line. He's coming up on the 50-40-90 slash line. You cannot discredit that Kyrie Irving has been an absolute beast for the Nets this year. Offensively, they're going to find their groove when KD comes back. You still have Joe Harris shooting at 48% from three. So, you know, Harden's going to miss some time with the hamstring injury, but offensively, they won't have a problem gelling. It's going to be on the defensive end. They're currently ranked 25th in the league. We got to see how they get that together come playoff time.
Although Claxton, like, you know, for all the hoopla around, you know, Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge and DeAndre Jordan, those are name brand guys. Claxton's probably their best big. And the Nets, by the way, even against your Knicks the other night, at halftime, it's like, boy, they don't play any defense. They started playing defense in the second half and won the game. This is what's interesting. You bring up Kyrie Irving. Kyrie's the most skillful player on the team. Like, there's nothing Harden can do that Kyrie can't do better. Handle, shoot, get to the – but and KD is the best player on the team. But what Kyrie lacks is Harden's wisdom. Harden maybe Kyrie's the most skilled, but Harden's understanding of the game, court vision, and decision-making – is the best on the team. He's been so impressive this year. You brought up Joe Harris. He's the best shooter on the team, on a team with three greatest offensive players ever played together in the history of basketball. None of them are the best shooter on the team, in fact. CP, it's been my contention. if and when they get healthy, given how quickly they came together, how they played defense, even without KD, this will be the greatest offense in the history of American team sports. And I don't even think the Lakers can take them seven games if they're fully healthy. Where are you on the Nets?
Oh, all this Nets talk. I got to big up the Nets on this show. You know what? Listen, you're right. You're absolutely right. This is an offensive juggernaut. You have three walking buckets that can get you buckets at any point in any game. And I think that's why, you know, even if their defense lacks a little bit, their offense is going to be too hard to stop. Milwaukee may give them a little bit of run for their money, depending on if they meet in the conference finals or not. But, you know, if the Nets make it to the finals, I don't think this Laker team that's going to be looking to build chemistry kind of late in this season, I don't think they'll have enough firepower to contend with the Nets. I got to go Nets in six if they meet in the finals.
CP, you have to broaden your horizons. You're a talented guy. You can obviously talk things other than the Knicks. What are you doing with Knicks Fan TV? You're looking just for Dolan to kick you out of the garden one day? Listen, you might as well branch out and do other teams, like good teams, you know? You can cover all kinds of teams. I'll bet you can talk a little football, too.
I'm first in the NBA, yeah. Max, but I'm all about the orange and blue. I'm true and true orange and blue. There's no room for bandwagon jumping and things of that
purple
nature.
Purple and gold.
Sellouts. You know, you go to LA, you go to Boston,
that's
you're
right.
Just bouncing around.
No
Boston. Loyalty from you, Max.
Boston? I'm not going to Boston. I'm a decent person. I draw the line somewhere. Purple and gold, brother. The great CP, the franchise, ladies and gentlemen. You check them out. CEO of Knicks Fan TV. Thanks, CP. Yeah. We'll talk soon. Max Kellerman
Appreciate
Show.
It, Max. Thank you.
Always Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Up next, I'm going to read you Tiger's tweet that he just sent out. Hey, and also, are the Nets just playing games with us at this point? Golfers are in Augusta, and DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is giving you a free shot at $1 million top prize. Just pick six golfers, standard the salary cap, submit your lineup before the tournament tees off early Thursday morning. Download the DraftKings app now and use code MAX during sign-up. This week, DraftKings is putting you in the action with a free shot at the $1 million top prize. That's code MAX only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Hear Tiger's latest tweet next.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Who got left off ESPN's under 25 list? And more importantly, did they get it right? Devin Booker at 8. The list was value going forward in their careers. Devin Booker's 24 and a half years old. Like LaMelo Ball's 19. But 8th? I don't know. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So Tiger Woods has tweeted, in the last few days, I'm quoting, I received word from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department that their investigation regarding my traffic accident back on February 23rd in Los Angeles has been completed and closed. I'm so grateful to both of the Good Samaritans who came to assist me and called 911. I'm also thankful to the LASD deputies and LA firefighters/paramedics, especially the LA Sheriff's Deputy Carlos Gonzalez and LAFD Engine Company number 106, Fire Paramedic Smith and Jimenez, for helping me so expertly at the scene and getting me safely to the hospital. I will continue to focus on my recovery and family and thank everyone for the overwhelming support and encouragement I've received throughout this very difficult time. Tiger. First, let me say, thankful he's alive. Thankful he's recovering. Hopefully he walks fine. And lastly, hopefully, he plays golf again and plays it very well. It's great that he's not being charged with anything. I would have liked to see something in this tweet that he didn't put in. Now, look, who among us hasn't gotten a speeding ticket? Matter of fact, just the other day, a cop let me off a speeding ticket. I got to be honest. On the LIE, hooked me up. And I wasn't aware I was speeding, but, you know, I saw the car, and you know, your foot hits the brake because just about everyone on the road is always speeding, right? That's why when everyone sees a cop, they all slow down. So at least that's my experience. So I understand. I'm not trying to say that I've never, you know, whatever he was doing, 83, 87 in a 45. But it would have been nice for Tiger to have included in the tweet, thankful I'm not being charged. kids, you know, good idea not to speed. I should not have been going that much over the speed limit. You know, some kind of acknowledgement of the fact that he was doing almost twice the speed limit. Again, I'm not pretending I haven't been there or many of us haven't been there before. It's not some egregious thing. But considering he kind of almost lost his life because there was a treacherous turn, apparently, and he was doing almost double the speed limit, probably it's a good thing, since he's not being charged, to say something about that. I don't want to nitpick. That's why I started out by saying I'm thankful he's alive, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know. It seems to me a little bit like not being accountable or being responsible in the way he should. Like, he didn't suffer. I mean, he suffered a bad consequence, obviously. He didn't suffer an even worse consequence in the initial accident, in the original accident, nor a legal consequence afterward. I don't know. I think he should have said something about that. Axe Max is brought to you by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app.
Axe Max.
Cole in Missouri. What's up, Cole?
Just wanted to say, I believe that Devin Booker should be number three on that list of top players in the NBA under 25. I think he may or may not be better than LaMelo. The jury's still out. Melo.
No, it's not about who's better. Hold up, Cole. It's not about who's better. It's about who's going to have more value going forward. So now, so he's definitely better than LaMelo right now. Devin Booker is an amazing player. I think he's already probably truly a great player, and he's also a better defender than giving credit for. But even though he's 5 years older than LaMelo, 5 years, I still think you might argue that he has more career value going forward. Like, I wouldn't rule that out. LaMelo has already been hurt, and as great as he's looked, let me see, who can drop 70 in a game? Devin Booker, by the way, you see how seamlessly he adapted to having a ball-dominant Chris Paul in the backcourt? See, what Devin Booker's showing me this year, the same thing that Kyrie and James Harden are showing me. It's not about their numbers. It's about truly being great, which is helping your team win. I don't know. I mean, you make a good argument for LaMelo in the three spot. You can also make a good argument for Devin Booker in the three spot. Lakers fans, Clippers might be coming. Max Kellerman Show.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.